It's now time to breathe easier with Ted Jenkin from Oxygen Financial.
All right, Ted, 10 best jobs you can get without a college degree. Actually, before you answer that, okay, and I know you're not going to go through all 10 because you want to send people to your website, but you as a financial guy, do you think that you it is a must-have in this day and age to have a college degree in order to be successful?
No, I don't.
Because that's how we all were growing up, all three of us, right?
I really don't.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't at all.
And when you say all three of us, yeah, it's because of our age. It's like parents, everybody pushed you towards college. You know, even my in-laws pushed their kids to college. Like, without a degree, you're going to be in trouble. But you're saying you're not in trouble.
No, in fact, Jason, I think it's a huge mistake in the high schools today. All they talk about is preparing the kids for college and the SATs. And that definitely is a track for some kids. But there are a lot of great opportunities out there for people that want to go a different route that don't have a degree, not just being an entrepreneur, but there are a lot of high quality jobs that you can make a really good income without a degree.
Being a college graduate, I've learned that the college, going to college and getting a degree is like having a home security system. You can still live in your house and be fine, but having a security system just makes it that much more better. So it's not a knock on a college degree. I think you should get one, but you can still live in your house without the home security system. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I do.
You can.
And, you know, I tell my kids that too. You know, it's like, you know, I want you to go to college. You should go to college more for the social atmosphere to learn how to live with people.
That's right.
You know, so, but you know, you've got jobs that people can get or are getting without a college degree. So I don't know if that's quite the message some people want to hear, but that's why I started out with that, because this is a different day and age.
Well, this may be people, too, who do have a college degree, and they're finding that it's hard to find what you classify as sort of a white-collar job, although some of these are white-collar jobs, and, you know, they work at a job, and they're not getting very far, and saying maybe I need to go a different track. And what's funny is, if you consider this, and a lot of people get this at home, if you look at the jobs like the accountants of the world that might charge, you know, $100+ an hour, well, you have a lot of blue-collar jobs today where they're charging $100+ an hour.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
Right. So what do you got? What's some of these jobs?
I think one of the interesting ones on here, and I'm going to start with maybe a more complicated one, is an air traffic controller. So have you ever thought about the airports today? We have a lot of regional ones, and then you've got the major ones. You have to go through some testing, but you don't actually need a college degree to get that kind of job. Now, you have to pass some mental health and, like, stress tests.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, the stress test you definitely have to pass, because anytime you've seen these movies,
John,
you know,
Candy, Summer Rental.
Yeah, man, you're like, these dudes are ready to snap.
John Cusack and Billy Bob Thornton and whatever that one was.
What was that?
Angelina Jolie.
Stop it.
Where they were all crazy and
they're
never
nuts.
Slept.
Yeah, they don't sleep. They're wired. But you know what? Remember when everybody went against Ronald Reagan, the Air Traffic Controllers Union, and they all got fired?
Yeah.
We had three air traffic controllers living in our neighborhood in Fayetteville. Next thing you know, the one guy's opening up a TV repair shop. You're like, what are you going to do now? But that's a great career. I thought that was college-based.
It's not college-based. You have to go through a lot of training with the FAA.
Okay.
And you do have to pass some additional tests. Obviously, you know, you're landing hundreds of planes.
Yeah.
But the reality is you can make almost $100,000 or more in that kind of job.
Okay. Yeah, I saw a list on that. That they were on there. It's like it's like 60 to 80,000 like start base, which is
It's good. It's a great base. Now, another one that's out here is you see a lot of these racetracks and quick trips and things like that, and they're huge stations today, not just for gas, but the convenience stations. You become a manager for a store like that, a lot of those jobs are in that 60 to 80,000 range or more, because they make a pile load of cash, those stations.
Wait a minute, you're telling me a manager at QT makes 60 to 80,000?
Yeah, absolutely. A big one. Yes.
Wow.
How does that happen? Do they get a percentage? Like we were talking this morning, they get bonuses from selling lottery tickets and things like that. Is it just overall the business that it's doing? You get a raise based on how much?
There is so much money in the convenience stores. That's why the stations are built out the way they are today. There's so much money in the convenience stores and the gas station type business. Today, they're not just a station with some, you know, gum and some chips. They're making hot dogs and pizza, and they got all kinds of stuff that's in there because the margins are so big on that kind of business. And that's why you're seeing those big stations today.
Are you guys familiar with Wawa?
Oh, yeah. Wawa.
What is Wawa?
I had Wawa for the first time ever last summer when Nate took me to Florida, and I'm obsessed with it.
Best subs in the world.
So good.
Okay, yeah. It's a convenience. It's like a QT, right?
How's it spelled?
W-A-W-A. Yeah.
Yeah, they got chili cheese dogs and stuff like that. Their
business plan is for every employee that works at Wawa you have a percentage of the company.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
So when you go to a Wawa, every single employee treats you like gold because they're invested in the business. It's a great business plan.
Great business. You know, and there's stores like 7-Eleven that weren't attached to gas stations. They've been around for years. It's a huge business. Now, how about this one? Jason will like this one. A real estate broker. Now, you don't need to have a college degree to be able to go sell real estate. You have to pass a course.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. And if this is hustle, if you do a good job of hustling and you can build your quality following and you can get listings, which I'm not saying is easy, by the way, it's not an easy job, but you don't need to go to college for 4 years to be able to sell real estate. And there are a lot of agents right now that if you do a decent job of listing homes today, in today's environment, you can make a six-figure income.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel has a degree, a teaching degree, that she's never used because it doesn't pay jack. And she's a hell of a real estate agent, and she's doing 10 times better than she would have ever done as a teacher, selling houses. You know what I mean?
100%. So,
and then, you know, a lot of her friends, you know, that are in the business. Just as long as you have that it factor about you.
That's right. And a good work ethic.
You have to have a great – she's working all the time.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, even with Bailey's, you know, wife, she shows up for our baby shower, you know, other people, you know, couldn't make it and things come up, but she's sick and should be in, you know, she would not feeling good and still showed because she's all about doing what she's supposed to do.
And she had a closing the next day.
Yeah. So no, I see that.
Crushing.
So it does take work ethic, but these are careers that if you have a good work ethic, you can crunch.
Well, that's the subplot of this is any type of sales job. If you're good at selling and you can sell something, you can make a six-figure income if you're selling cars or you're selling anything like that. If you hustle, you don't have to have a college degree to make a lot of money.
That's why I always said crack dealers would be great real estate agents.
Wouldn't they?
Look at Jay-Z. I mean, he's one of the richest guys ever, right? And he's a rap artist or whatever and started out slinging the rock. He's hustlers, man. That's how you do it. Crack to real estate, make it legit, and you'll make a lot of money.
That's a good point.
Just yesterday on Smart Amarta, we had the most famous hustler of all, T.
Because I know that.
He's working.
Give us another one, Ted.
Well, honestly, one thing that's growing big now is truck driving. It's always been there, but now if you think about this, there's more e-commerce today, right? You're seeing all these retail stores that are closing down. So what's going to increase as a career is logistics until they figure out how to basically beam some pajamas into your house. You have to have a way to get from point A to point B. So truck drivers and long-haul driving are getting big, and those jobs can start, you know, in that $45,000 range. And if you work your way into management, you can make $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 in that kind of business. And you need some certification, but you do not need a college degree in that kind of job.
A lot of older individuals that are retired from their jobs but still want to work and see the country, they will get a truck driver's job, bring their wife, buy the truck, nice cab, like RV style.
They're fun to sleep in, I've been told.
And travel the country to see the country and go out on the road with their wife.
Eastbound down.
And I'm going, dude, that's pretty ingenious right there. If you think about it, you get paid to travel and you get to spend time with your significant other before you die. That's great.
And you keep your family together and you can even bring the little dog.
Little dog.
Steve, I'll give you one more here. Funeral director.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you direct that at Steve?
What? Why'd you point at me?
I would say this might be a good post-radio show career, no?
I mean, funeral director.
Shake hands, hug people.
I'm a hugger. I could get paid to hug.
Just don't hug the dead bodies.
No, I won't do that, but I'm a hugger. Big hugger. Right. I do want to say the binge is on every Saturday. You get Bailey and Southside 6 days a week. It's on 6 to 9 on Saturdays. So listen to the binge. After that, Ted does have the Oxygen Financial Power Hour. You don't want to miss it on Saturday mornings.
All right. Ted, how can people find you, please?
Hey, go to oxygenfinancial.net. If you're thinking about changing careers, you want to figure out how you make a good income for your family, I've got a list of 10 great ideas for you. Go to oxygenfinancial.net.
There you go. Headlines, round number three. Brandy, what do you got?
We got a Tin Lizzy's Cinco to Southside VIP prize pack, which has a Tin Lizzy's gift card, t-shirt, reserve seat for slippery when wet, all that stuff with Southside Steve.
Si vamos! Si vamos!
Yes.
And a bonus prize, delicious breakfast from McDonald's. That's loving it.
And Rosetta Stone. Spanish style.
That's yeah, come here in Spanish.
Simón!
Yeah, come here.
All right, two big stories from today. That's the prize we're giving you. Match up that audio with the headlines. Here we go. 404-741-7625. Need some players to do it next. It's Bailey and Southside Rock 100.5.
Rock 100.